Welcome to the Excel Pod.
You're gonna highlight your $400 pin for people to see.
$400. I got a nice Christmas present, and it's a nice pin because when you turn into a man, you start caring about man things like a nice heavy pin.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Thinking Kingdom podcast. And in this episode, we're going to be highlighting our partnership with the Excel Stillmore Group, based out of Oklahoma, with Garrett Bernethy, Denny Petrillo, Joe Wells, Michael Hyatt, Corey Sawyers. I know there's more that I'm missing. In fact, I'm going to click over to their page right now and see who else is a part of it. Billy Clayball, Parker Bernethy, who's in charge of marketing. We'll talk about all that. We'll look at some of the things from the website. So if you're listening on podcast, if you're just listening to the audio, you're not going to have the benefits of pulling up the website and kind of clicking through it with me. So just try to either visualize it, pull it up in your car, not while you're driving, or maybe you're on break or something, just kind of click along with me. If not, you can listen in and kind of hear about the resources that Excel Stillmore is putting out and kind of how we play into that. So, Nate, how are you doing, man?
Good. Good, good, good. Chilling like a villain.
Well, probably not like a villain, like Bob Dylan. We don't want you you're a preacher. We don't want you chilling like a villain.
You're right.
But that's how the saying goes.
It's been the warmest it's been in a long time. It's 35 degrees in here on South Dakota.
That's nuts.
It's nice.
And this episode will be more relevant to the listeners in reference to time, because we're gonna put this episode out pretty quickly, just because of our relationship with Excel Stillmore, and just a reminder. And maybe a highlight, maybe you didn't know, this is not Excel Stillmore with Chris Emerson. I've had people ask me, oh, you're getting in with Chris? I'm like, no, it's not Chris Emerson of Excel Stillmore with him. He's got a good following. He's doing good work. I've talked to Chris myself, but it's not with Excel Stillmore with Chris Emerson. So, but still, we highlighted that podcast during our introductory episode. We're with the Excel Stillmore guys out of Oklahoma, and So 35 degrees. I don't know what it is here. I think it was like 42, but anyways.
It's not Missouri gets when, cold, dude. I didn't realize how cold Missouri gets.
Yeah, Missouri is just it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Snow, and ice.
Games in Kansas City. Which is Kansas City, or is Arrowhead in Kansas or Missouri?
It's in Missouri.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah,
I didn't realize how like some of those games were like cold.
Well, last year it was like -4 or something. It was nuts. People got like frostbite from it was crazy. And that was also a game we won, I remember. So
whatever.
Yeah, I know. Don't hate. This is not the time to hate on my Chiefs, no matter how much help they get from their friends in stripes.
See, all right, whatever. See, it's bad because you have a diehard Chiefs fan even saying, eh, there's some sketchy stuff. Whatever. We've talked about this before.
There's not.
Next.
There's really not. We're not going to do it. I'm just playing to the narrative. Versal people, I hope you've downloaded this by now. I hope you're able to have fun. And each morning when you wake up, as you anticipate your morning coffee, or maybe as you anticipate getting another Thinking Kingdom episode playing on in your car, you also get to anticipate the rush of, man, I wonder what this scripture reference is this morning, and I wonder if I'll know it. Let's see if Austin and Nate know it, because we probably don't. So let's check it out. I shouldn't be so hard on us. We've actually done pretty well. So, Nate, I'm going to kick it to you. Let me pull up Versal for everybody, and I'll read it to you if I can. All right. If it happens, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. Nate, where are we at?
Okay, I know it, but I want to get it. I want to get it on the money.
Well, tell me a book.
We're in Daniel 3. It's Daniel 3, right?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's Daniel 3.
But I think if I think hard enough, I think I can get it.
Daniel 3. I can't see it in my Bible. I haven't read. Well, actually, that's not true. I listened to Daniel a couple weeks ago, all the way through, but I couldn't really place this verse. I think you're right. It is for sure.
My gut, just verse 18.
All right, let's just try it. Verse 18. Nate, you can't see it, but oh, I'm just kidding. It's you're probably clicking along with it, aren't you?
I'm not.
Oh,
what is it?
It is you got Daniel 3 right, and it's in the tens. So it says it comes earlier than this verse. What's your next guess?
16.
All right, let's do it. 0316. Comes later, so that tells us it's verse 17.
Man.
Good job, though. You know, good job. I really, here's the thing. What I've come to notice, so that's versal in three, people. Versal in three. What I've noticed is, because you and I bought the, whatever it is, the up plan.
Expansion pack.
Yeah, expansion pack. Which is, it's crazy because it's just really nerdy. It's just four more verses. How much expansion is that? So the additional verses that you skip to are actually harder than the very first verse. So yeah, do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Go ahead, do Daniel 3:17, and then I'm just curious to see what the next one is, and ask me. I want to see if I know it, because I probably don't. It's probably like something crazy. That's what it usually is. Like the first one is something like everybody plays and maybe everybody can get, maybe. And then like the ones after it is, I'm just like, dude, I have no idea where this is. And it turns out being in like Amos somewhere, some random. I'm just like, so what's this? What's the next one?
Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Oh my goodness. Talk about a generic verse.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so this is okay. I'm thinking this is could be Numbers 13.
No.
Okay, but that's the same messaging. You know, remember when they go into the land of Canaan and they give the report? You see what I mean? Yeah. This could be, where do you think it is?
I think it's, well, I was acting really confident. Now you ask me. I mean, I think it's Joshua. It's not the Joshua 1:9.
I'm just saying that messaging is in a lot of places.
Maybe you're right. My scope wasn't wide enough. I was thinking.
Read it again. Read it again for everybody and me, because I need.
Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor
do Numbers 13. I'm just dying to know if that's it.
Numbers 13. Give me a verse.
18. Like you did 18.
You want to use the one again?
No, that's actually a really good idea. Do what I say, 13:28.
It is not Numbers 13.
It's not?
Comes later in the Bible. It's not Numbers.
So Joshua. So this is
you got one and a three right. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can. So this could be the actual like conquering. And he says, listen, don't be afraid because of them. So it's not Jericho. It's not.
Well,
not Jericho. It's not AI. You think it's beginning in Joshua, like the general messaging.
That's what I think.
Just do. It's not 03, or what was it? 1:3. Okay, so I don't know. You click along. Joshua something. Joshua 1. Oh, there's no 1 in it. Do Joshua 2. I guess.
Yeah, there is.
You can see it. I can't see it. So just pick one. Just burn some numbers.
Joshua 1. I'm gonna say, there's also a 3 in there somewhere, but it's not Joshua 1:3, right?
I don't know.
It's Joshua 1. Let's go.
It could be, I guess, because he starts right into his encouragement, exhortation, and everything.
It's Joshua 1:13, I think. No, wow.
Is it?
Whoa, even... it's not in Joshua. Not in Joshua.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I was. Oh, you're right.
Feel like it's in so many places. Okay, do not be afraid or terrified because the Lord.
Earlier, so it has to be Deuteronomy because it's between Numbers and Joshua. So it has to be Deuteronomy.
Okay, so let me think about Deuteronomy then. Okay, so is it 11? No, that can't be 11. Did we do a 1? No, we did do 1. 21? So it's
right. That'd fit.
I guess 21. I'm thinking
it'd be 21. It'd be 21, like 30. It'd have to be 30.
Just try it.
It could be. Could it be Deuteronomy 30, 31?
Just burn some other numbers that we haven't used. We're in dire straits right now.
8, 5, 8, 5, 4, 9. Okay, Deuteronomy, none of those numbers are in there. So it is Deuteronomy. It's later than chapter 25. So it's got to be 31. Deuteronomy 31.
Oh, I like that. I like the beginning of that chapter because it talks about you can do the things that the Lord has asked you to do. They're not so far in heavens to say, yeah, that's Deuteronomy. That's that, Romans 10. Yeah, Romans 10. Yep, you're right. And yeah, I couldn't pull this from Deuteronomy 31.
Because it's just about numbers now, which you can't help me with this, really.
All right, we'll figure it out with numbers.
31:06. Yeah, Deuteronomy 31:6.
31:6. There you go. Verse 1-4.
That was tough, man.
Yeah, that was hard. I just feel like that messaging is everywhere in the Old Testament.
I don't have enough. I have a good grasp, I feel like, on Genesis and Exodus. Leviticus, it's not. I've studied some, but Deuteronomy and Numbers, dude. I don't. I'm lost. Not really, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean when I don't have a
good idea. Well, yeah, you're familiar with the story. You could articulate. Yeah. The messaging of, but I mean, as far as specifics, I mean, yeah. Even I fail in those things. So that's
even probably, Austin, even the great Austin,
even the wise and amazing. Okay, these people are like, I'm done with the thinking. What is it? What you gonna do when he comes for ye? Is that what it says?
No, it says you.
Oh, it says you. Oh, sorry.
Super faded picture of Jesus.
People are like, I'm done with this podcast. Hey, we like to have fun, okay? That's what we're about. And we do Versal.
Garrett Bernethy's like, oh, what did I do?
Exactly. Well, he's gonna be shaking his head, I'm sure, at some parts of our podcast. He's like, this is who these are the guys we decided to get behind. Well, brother, it's your fault. No, we're trying to be good people and good stewards of God's word. Anyways, okay, let's talk about Excel some more. And we're going to go to the website here, and I'm going to kind of just talk through it real quick. Like I said, the reason why we're even doing this episode is we just want to highlight our partnership with them, and we're very thankful that they reached out, and I guess they kind of like what we're doing in the sense of doing interviews, bringing people on, and going through scripture, trying to do the best we can with it, really wrestling with it. That's what I like about our podcast, Nate, as I kind of pan back over to just our faces, is we're two guys that really, we just don't pretend, and I'm sure a lot of people don't pretend they have it all figured out, but we definitely don't have it figured out.
Oh, yeah.
And you will wrestle through concepts and things with us almost live because yeah. I'll ask Nate, like, I wonder what that means, like, in light of this scripture or what, and we kind of wrestle through some things.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say something. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you guys haven't seen the Ephesians episodes yet at the time this will come out, but as we pump out Ephesians, that's what we're doing in real time in Ephesians is, like, just thinking through stuff, and it's like, okay, I haven't thought about this before, and it's not me and Austin presenting things that we figured out. It's us thinking about figuring it out live.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what we're doing. And maybe you do have it figured out. I mean, leave us an email. Say, hey, brothers, I think you're maybe a little off on this. Have you considered this? Yeah. That's fine. I'll interact that way. And if it's significant to the point where we need to, like, hop on and say, we really need to talk about this. But if it's something that's like, well, it's either or, could go both ways. We'll acknowledge it, but you know,
yeah.
Things that we need to repent of type of thing, you know, say, hey, we got this wrong and we're sorry. Which will probably happen. So anyways, going back to Excel Still More. We're thankful for our partnership with them. Looking at the homepage of excelstillmore.net is how you can access this homepage. Nate, I don't know if you want to kind of click along and see what I'm doing
here. I'm clicking it with you.
Sweet. So beautiful. I love their logo. They did a logo redesign. I'm very happy about that. Not that my opinion matters. It looks very clean, sleek. Love the website build. I think it looks great. You see a donation goal for getting some of the puzzle pieces together so that, you know, they can do this work, this awesome work and providing quality content. And you see their kind of slogan, learn, apply, and build. They've got on their about site, I think they've got a video on here somewhere. Yeah. If not, you should be able to find it.
Under their home. It's like one scroll down in the Our Purpose.
Okay.
It's Garrett doing a video.
Yeah. Our Purpose. And the workshops, I've heard great things about them. I've got some of the study material, the books that they have. So did I miss it? Is there like a... Oh, yeah. It's just a little video right here. If you can see it on screen. Like I said, if you're listening at home, you're not going to be able to see anything. I'm just kind of highlighting some of the things on their website. So their purpose, you can learn about... kind of the genesis, the beginning stories of the Excel Still More workshop and company as it relates. Let's see. Excel Still More Inc. is a ministry of the Churches of Christ with no denominational affiliation. The Churches of Christ seek to be the New Testament Christians who joyfully call all people to be one in Christ. The Bible is our only rule of faith, and we seek to pattern ourselves after the teachings of Jesus, his apostles, and the inspired writings of the New Testament. And then it kind of goes on to talk about their story. So I encourage you, I mean, I'm not going to read through everything, but that's just a little bit about who they are. You can read their story and how all the people are you know, working puzzle pieces of this awesome picture that is Excel Still More. Nate, you hop in anything that you see or hear.
I would say, I don't know how much we want to jump into little rabbit trails here, but
yeah,
something that I never really gave much appreciation to or realized the significance of it is right there in the, who we are. The Bible is our only rule of faith. Like, it's like, yeah, dude, the Bible is our only rule of faith, duh. But I've recently had some evangelistic conversations, and that is such a unique thing in the Christian religious world that, like, that's shocking to people that we don't have a separate document. That,
articles of faith, creed, yeah, type of thing. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude, the Bible is the thing and there's nothing else. But I think that's significant when it comes to this, literally what these guys are, which we're going to get into. I'm sure we're going to start talking about the people of Excel Still More and what the Churches of Christ are, is we're literally just people who look at the Bible. There's no, I don't know. I guess that's a significant thing that I've never given as much thought as I should have to. That is significant whenever you tell people that are familiar with Christendom in at large, that's shocking to them.
Yeah. I think on the application level, like how people live out in their own faith communities, Baptists, Methodists or whatnot, they do have... You make a very significant and foundational point, and it's something that should not be missed. Everybody should be Bible students and try to be the Christian group that is in the Bible. That's all you need to try to be. And that is what the Churches of Christ, and I'm trying not to use it as a denominational type, is, as it's talked about in the Bible, the church that is of Christ, the church that Christ bought, is the one that's, you know, in the Bible. And that's what we try to do, is everything we do, we make sure we have a biblical precedent for it. And like you said, a lot of people don't, that's kind of new to them because they kind of fall back to those articles of faith or those creeds or those things. And I want to say this for people, I don't want to, a creed just comes from the Latin term credo, which means belief. You know, this is our system of belief. And in a lot of creeds, there's a lot of scriptural backing for it. But a lot of creeds, and quite honestly, some of the things that we say as members of the Church of Christ, It's easy to pick Bible verses out and not see it in context and not see it in light of the Christian movement in the book of Acts and what Jesus wants us to do. So to wrap it up in a little bow before I turn it over to you, Excelsior Moore, what they're trying to do, what Thinking Kingdom Podcast is trying to do is we're just trying to have good, honest Bible conversations, scriptural conversations to help navigate your mind and your walk with Jesus as appropriately and according to his authority as possible. That's all we are trying to do.
Separate, yes, separate from, we're not tied to a document other than the Bible. We're not tied to a denomination or a headquarters somewhere or a,
yes.
Like I said, putting that little snippet in their little intro about who we are, I would have read over that 1,000 times until literally an evangelistic opportunity last week where some guy was shocked. Like he was like, that is a big thing that you don't have some headquarters somewhere, and I'm like, I guess that is a big deal. You know, I knew it was a big deal, but I don't know. I just think it's important to recognize the guys at Excelsior Moore and at large, the churches of Christ are, we are all individually just looking at the Bible.
Yeah.
It's big time.
So if for some reason that kind of blew your mind as a concept and you're listening, talk to us. We want to tell you more about, and also go to this website. These guys will teach you. These guys will tell you. There's other podcasts that we even recommended at the beginning of our introduction episode. So I think it's because they're going to see this episode before the Darren Chappell episode. That's going to make a lot of sense in what Darren is trying to highlight in his closing comments in our episode. Yeah. So pay attention to that whenever Darren comes on, because he really doesn't like, and I really don't like, talking about the churches of Christ as if it were a denominational mindset. We're just trying to go back to the church. And so anyways, I have more I could probably expand on with that episode, but we're just going to let it stand where it is. And if you want to talk to us, you can. Okay. Going back to the website here. I'm right here on the shop. We looked at the about page. If you look at the shop, they've got some, Excelsior Moore Bible workshop for each of the respective years that they did the workshop, and the study material that you can read lessons and you know, have a practical application to your life. And these are good resources to have. I think I have the James in the Thessalonian letters. I don't know if I've got the Peter or Second Peter or Jude letter.
Have you ever attended one of their workshops?
I did not. I have not. It's really sad because I lived in Oklahoma, but you know how time and things get away from you pretty easily. You kind of pick and choose what you got to go to. And I wish this was one of them. It's just the quality and content that these guys bring out. It's good. And I could say that because we've learned from three of the five or six that are affiliated with them.
And what they do in these workshops, maybe you were going to get to this.
No, go ahead. There's
something on the homepage or the about page. It says like what we started or our story said, it all began with a workshop. And so what they did is I've never been to one, but I have a lot of friends that go to them. I think it's just a weekend, three days, I think, where they invite people. I think it's a lot, mostly, I think, preachers. I think more people are invited to than just preachers, but they have one book over the course of the whole weekend for a few hours a day. Like, I think the majority of the day, they're just ripping one book all weekend for hours and hours, just absolutely ripping it to shreds, picking it apart, turning over every stone. Just one book is the focus for each week or for each weekend. And I've heard they're just absolutely rich. I mean, just over, like, you come out of those workshops just like,
well fed, wow, spiritually
second
fed.
Finger, like the back of my hand. Yeah.
And that's awesome that you can come away from a workshop. You know, I'm trying not to be really mean about this. I guess I'll just say it, but you know, I've went and attended church for a while before going to school, and you know, you hear the preacher teach on the same book and whatnot. And what I said to the church that I'm a minister at, the Buffalo Church of Christ, is whenever I first started, I said, my goal in teaching this material is to really get into it and help you understand it and find verses and find concepts, you know, as it's applied to each of those chapters of that book. I feel like that. I said, if I asked you what the book of First Peter is about, could any one of you tell me that? Nobody raise your hand. Nobody. And I'm not trying to belittle them. And I'm just saying, like, you've been in the church for a long time, but how many people just really can't tell us just very overall what a big picture? I don't know. Maybe I'm burdening them. Yeah. I hope I'm not burdening them too much. But, you know, if we're listening to all these lessons and we're listening to the Bible classes and still can't kind of give you an overall messaging of what a book is about, then, which here's the thing, Austin can't do it for some of the Old Testament scriptures.
Sure.
So I need to study those. We're all learning, but if you go to one of these workshops, you're going to know what that's about. You're going to know. Yeah. And here's the thing. If you go over to Excel TV up here at the top, right-hand side, for those that are watching, I kind of here up here, workshop, as you can hopefully see my cursor, top right workshop. Excel TV. If you do a subscription, if you buy the subscription, you have access to all of the video contents of their workshop.
Dude, I did not know that. That is awesome.
Yeah. So it's a trial. Uh-oh. It's a free trial, I think it's a week or so, 7 day free. Cool. Yeah. 7 day free trial. And then just $50 for a year. I think that's a pretty good deal considering the quality of content that you're going to get. And you'll have access to not only their videos, but other videos. And it's really well done. They've got table talk. If you go back to that Excel TV, maybe that's not where I found it. Where did I find it? Oh, wait, maybe it was. Browse. Go at the top left. After you click Excel TV, go up to the top left. It says browse. And they have this really cool production called The Roundtable, and you can watch a trailer, and the quality of production and just the caliber of guys at that table going through things, that's something that you're going to want to have access to. So
I'm pretty
go ahead.
You're talking about the quality of production. If you go to their about,
okay,
this is a guess. I don't know this for sure, but if you go to their about and then like scroll down to their, like the staff or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Jagger, I know he's a photographer. I'm sure he's the one in charge of I'm sure he's doing all the production. And also Parker or Neithi. I could be wrong. I'm fairly certain they're the ones heading it up. And I think it's due to them that just do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
I'm sure more of them have a hand in it than just them, but I bet you Jagger's the mind behind the photography and the production of it.
Yeah. I don't know them, but I'm sure you're right. Who knows?
Funny story.
Yeah.
Parker. I did not know who Parker Bernethy was, but I see his picture. One time at preacher training camp in 2017, we were playing at Lewisville, Texas. We were playing a large game of ultimate frisbee. And Parker just trucked me. I didn't know. We hadn't talked all week, but like he wrecked me. And
he's like Parker Bernethy.
Dude, I've never had contact with him. Yeah. Not like even before that or after that, but now I know who he is. And
because he sent me to the hospital.
Then the next one, me and a buddy were like, dude, we gotta get him back. But yeah, that's a look into 16-year-old Nate's life.
Yeah, that's
me and old Parker Bernethy go way back on the ultimate frisbee field.
Oh boy. Anyways, back to it. Website. Here's the Excel pod, right next to the shop. And this is where you're going to find our content. The Thinking Kingdom podcast with me and Nate, Scripture Spotlight with Corey and Garrett Sawyers, Untied with Garrett Bernethy, Corey Sawyers, Tyler King. So, these are just some podcasts that you can add to your library. Guys, we know there's a lot of stuff out there for you to listen to, and you're almost overwhelmed and you almost kind of feel guilty when, you know, maybe you're close to one of us or we get it. Life happens. It's one of those things. Still, let me reiterate, listen to things on 1.5 speed or double speed. It'll change your life. I listen to stuff all the time. And then guess what? When something crazy goes down, I hit pause and take it back to normal speed and kind of think and sift through things. So it'll help you get through, a 30-minute episode in 15 minutes. So it'll help you. Yeah, save you a lot of time. And the cool thing about Scripture Spotlight, as I'm kind of pulling it up, I think Corey and Garrett's aim for this these episodes is just short little 5-6, I don't know, maybe 10-minute little devotionals. So if you want if you're pressed for time, just throw on one of their episodes, and you'll be filled pretty well with ours. Are going to be 30 minutes.
We're gonna ramble on about stuff.
And if you're a rambler, or if you just have all the time in the world, maybe you're
commuting.
Yeah, commuting a long ways. That's what I mean. It's part of my job. Like, I go visit people an hour away. So I'm throwing on all podcasts that you can imagine. So, and I listen to it in double speed. I'm able to listen to a lot of content and get a lot of Bible in me in that amount of time. So if you're retired or whatnot, so we're a part, basically, this episode, we're a part of this awesome partnership of Excel Still More, and that's where we're at. So check out our respective podcasts on the Excel Pod page. And if you go to, view the site, thinkingkingdom.podbean.com, we're going to be on Apple Podcasts, which I looked today, and all three of our episodes that are out are currently out on there right now. I don't know about the YouTube page. I think that we're a lot of, but anyways, on this website, you have right there our episodes, right there, 1, 2, and 3. So we see that people have already started downloading our episodes. Three people are, since 23 hours ago, three people have already downloaded the Aaron Gallagher episode. And one person has downloaded the Dan Owen episode. So this is a good partnership because it's reaching more people than Nate and I could individually. And we're thankful for them, to them for this opportunity. So,
yeah, I was going to say that. I don't think we need to get off of here without saying we appreciate them entrusting us, like you said. And maybe they're going to watch an episode and be like, yeah, we're done with these guys. But we appreciate it.
Well, yeah, we do appreciate it. And I just hope that they see the honesty in which we're trying to, as kids, basically, we're younger guys. I mean, I'm 35. I'm not a kid, but I think you're a kid, Nate. I think you're a kid.
I am a kid.
Yeah. But you think very well for a kid. I mean, golly, yeah. if I were at where you are at your age, I'd be elated. I'd love it. But, so how old are you now? 25, 26?
25.
Think 3 years later from this moment in your life, that's whenever Austin attended Bear Valley at 28. That's nuts. I know I'm old. I don't know if you guys can see, but right here, I have a gray hair.
I'm getting gray, bro.
And
I'm
Kennedy, gray before you are. And Kennedy pointed it out, and guys, I'm devastated, but it's okay. Moving on, just a little bit of fun right there. Let's pull up the website again. So this is where you can access the podcast. Publications, you can read articles written by the staff. Excel Her is good content for you ladies out there on teaching, parenting, Bible study. Just click through this and see what content they have available as far as writings and what are they called, articles, so to speak. And the workshop, they've got a nice little episode here, this little 38-minute kind of welcome video for the workshop. And so I'd love to, when is this? April 24 through April. I wonder if I could even go to that. So that's something that I need to think about. Of course, I don't want to say what I was going to say because I don't know how many people know. But anyways, around that time, I'm going to start getting busy with some things. Anyways, so, and then there's a donation. What'd you say?
What? Never mind. What are you talking about? Do I know?
You know. Yeah, you know what's happening at the end of April for me. And you're going to be there. Anyways. But
something. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, there you go.
I know.
Okay. Now people are like, what are you talking about?
They're having a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I already did that. I already had that. So if you feel, inclined in your heart to donate to a work, I'll say it properly one of these times, to donate to a work, and you want your money to be put to good use. There's a lot of things out there, but we hope you'd consider Excel Still More in helping them out promote some good Bible content. As far as I know, we don't see any of this. So as far as Nate and I, so don't, it's not like, you know, we're begging for money. Donate to this good work as we try to put out good content through them. Your life will be blessed, and many people will be blessed because of it. You know, it wouldn't be, we wouldn't be preachers if at the very end of all things, we weren't asking and begging for money. Now would it, you know, one of the amazing things about scripture and what God has done for us is given a few bucks to further his kingdom, pales in comparison to what he's done for us. So, we're obligated to give as a part of our love and dedication to him, but he doesn't want it as a law or as a commandment, because if you're forced to give, it's not out of charity of your heart. So give as your heart feels to give. Give to your church, give to people in need individually, and give to organizations that promote God's word. I mean, we're blessed in this nation. We've got a lot of money. I mean, I think the annual salary, like for the world, is like 19,000. And I can guarantee you, a lot of people listening to this, as a family, a household, you make double that. So we're very rich is what I'm saying. I'm not trying to guilt trip you, but
so if you don't give,
we're coming to your home. No, just think about what God has done for you. And this is something that Kennedy and I try to do. I mean, we think about our money all the time as it relates to what we can do for the Lord. So I'm doing it, and I need people to, and we need people to do the same, just for God's sake, not for any other sake. Not because I want you to, or Nate wants you to, or Excel Still More wants you to. Think about it. And this would, if you're looking for something, this will be a good one. I think that really wraps up the episode with our partnership with Excel Still More. Nate, you got anything to close with?
Nope. We appreciate the opportunity to be with them, and there's a big, good resource there. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of very smart people in that picture.
Yeah.
Their picture on the front, man, the minds and the humility and the hours of study that have gone into putting a thing like Excel Still More on.
Yeah, they're just good dudes too. Yeah. I mean, impressive. My goodness. I mean, Denny's got a PhD, but he's the first one he'll be the first one to pick up a chair if we're all moving stuff at Bear Valley to do something. He'll be the first one to get involved in the work. He doesn't sit on Moses' seat and stay there. He gets out and gets his hands dirty. And I'm sure the rest of the guys do that too. I mean, so they're just good dudes. It's a good work. We're happy. We're what?
I said we're proud of this partnership. It's exciting for us.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to kick this episode out pretty quickly within a week. So thank you guys. Thank you, Excel Still More. Thank you all for listening. And we just ask for your grace and your patience as we study through things and have conversations with great people. If there's somebody you want us to have a conversation with, if you want to see more of somebody, hey, we really like Dan, we really like Aaron, and with a future guest, let us know. Email us, thinkingkingdompodcast@gmail.com. We need an episode on blank. I have a question about blank. We're game. So... I think that wraps it up. We're going to do our outro. So follow us on Facebook, subscribe on the respective outlets on Apple Podcast and Spotify and all those. And hopefully you'll find us, and hopefully you'll be strengthened in your walk with Jesus. We're done. So thank you all, and have a good one.
Bye. Thank you.
If you would like to know more about the work of Excel Still More, be sure to check out our website at excelstillmore.net, subscribe to our newsletter, and register for the Excel Still More Bible Workshop today.